Raquel Welch is trying to make love to me, and I keep holding her away at arm's length. With the dean's wife at the time, you know.
Your sexual desire. Okay, Boo-Boo, bend over.
But Yogi, the ranger says we shouldn't.
Shut up and grab them ankles, Boo-Boo.
But Yogi.
Why don't you let me supplement your sexual desire?
Went into my first bit, and I mentioned perverts, and I got a standing ovation from the crowd, which, you know, displaced me somewhat. Why don't you let me supplement your sexual desire? Why don't you let me supplement your sexual desire? Why don't you let me supplement your sexual desire? Supplement your sexual desire. My mother kept diapering my face, you know, which I took as somewhat of an insult. And I calls him up and says, hello, is Mr. Schultz there? Schultz. And I head examined anyhow. But I see my shrink. He's in a book under Schultz. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Schultz didn't come in today. He's sick. I said, well, I'm sorry. Mr. Schultz is retired. He's no longer with us.
Schultz.
He goes, I'm sorry, Mr. Schultz
doesn't mind. So you're just being recorded in Milwaukee. And like,
I went into my first bit and I mentioned perverts. And she said, you look like $1 million. I said, I ain't never seen $1 million. She goes, that's right. You look like something I ain't never seen before. Look at his own guy. She said, why do you play the mandolin? And I said, well, to sublimate my sexual desires. She came up to me during my break and she said, and like I says, well, why don't you stop by? You know, Dr. Christensen will give you an anatomy lesson in Braille or something. Rod Christensen might as well try and get some tonight. So I...
Why don't you let me sublimate your sexual desires? Why don't you let me sublimate your sexual desires?
You're a great audience. Wish I had a better act.